In a move that surprised the political class from Washington to New York, Hudson Valley Congresswoman Nita Lowey said Thursday she will not seek re-election. The Democrat from the 17th District that includes all of Rockland County and part of Westchester has been in Congress since 1989. I spoke with her about her decision.
I must admit, there are mixed emotions in my family. Some of my kids think it's time, and the others say, how can you give up such a great job? And it's difficult for me because I love the work I do. I'm very proud of all I've done. My office, obviously, will remain open for the next 15 months. So I'm going to continue to work every day with the same energy and optimism.
Congresswoman, why now? Why decide now? There were some who were quite surprised by your announcement.
Well, it's always good to have surprises. I just celebrated the Jewish holidays, and it's a time of reflection. And as you know, you think about the past year, you think about your life, what you can do differently. And then I decided I could do this for the next 10 years, but I think it's time for this to be my last term.
Pundits posit that perhaps Lowey wanted to exit on a high note or potentially avoid a primary challenge from the left, like the 2018 primary in which Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez defeated longtime Congressman Joe Crowley. Lowey sticks with her own reason.
What's happening with the president in the White House is so disturbing to me that if anything, I would continue to fight. But I have decided there are other people that are doing the work in the Congress, people I've worked with, people I respect. And for the next 15 months, I'm going to still work hard every single day with the same energy and optimism as always. But I felt it was time.
Lowey appeared with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in August 2017 to mark the opening of the first span of the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. Then, as ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee, Lowey was instrumental in securing federal resources critical to moving the replacement project forward. She helped secure a $1.6 billion Transportation Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act loan, the largest in history, to help finance the bridge. Now, the 82-year-old is the first woman to chair the powerful House Appropriations Committee.
Well, first of all, with this president in the White House, I'm not even sure that the appropriations bill that we worked so hard on in the House, and we got it finished in June, and the Senate now will continue to work on their part. I'm not even sure if we're going to be able to get this done. But as an appropriator, that bill has so many good things in it that I'm hoping we can get it passed.
Lowey named a number of accomplishments, including food labeling.
People with food allergies and celiac disease are so grateful for the fact that I was able to get legislation passed that has made a real, real difference in people's lives. So that's number one. I don't know if it's number one. I'll just group them. Another is the .08, the drunk driving standard. This was essential because no reason. If people want to drink, they can drink. It's not my business. But to drink and drive, so the .08 legislation was important. And all my work on basic education, especially for girls around the world, and women's health funding at home, Title X, and international family planning. But I will say, I don't remember if I said it already, the thousands of cases for individuals to get their benefits, to get money they were owed, had vets medals. What an honor it was for me to give medals to veterans who served in the wars. I don't know why it's so hard that the military can't get them. But all this is very important. I'll never forget it.
On her way to Congress, Lowey served in a number of positions in New York state government, including as Assistant Secretary of State under Governor Mario Cuomo. More recently, she tried to help fully restore the state and local tax deduction that was curtailed by federal tax legislation President Trump signed in December 2017. She reintroduced bipartisan legislation in January this year. Some 45% of taxpayers in her 17th district rely on the SALT deduction. In late September, a district court dismissed a lawsuit by New York and other states challenging the SALT cap.
I see the impact here in my community, and economic times are worrying people now, and the prices of houses are not what they should be, so the SALT deduction is very essential, and we may have to wait for the new president.
Along with the news of Lowy's retirement came speculation about who may run for her seat. There is talk of Clinton Foundation Vice Chair Chelsea Clinton perhaps running for the seat, along with some assembly members. State Senator David Carlucci issued a statement late Thursday saying he is seriously considering applying his experience and passion for public service to fight on behalf of the people of the 17th District. Lowy is staying out of it for now.
I'm sure there'll be many candidates who are thinking about running, who will run, and I don't have an opinion.
Over the summer, Rockland native Mondaire Jones announced what he thought would be a primary challenge to Lowy. He served in the Obama administration in the Office of Legal Policy at the Department of Justice. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.